Well, welcome. Well, I want to talk real quick about 1 John 5 and 4. And it says, for whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcome the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcome the world? But he that believed that Jesus is the Son of God. Now, faith in these last days, they're not optional. It's going to be mandatory. And I think that doing faith dynamics in this dynamic thing of faith is that a lot of God people do not use their faith like they supposed to. But I want to give you about 10 or 15 minutes to kind of encourage you that God has given us authority in the kingdom to operate in this earth by faith. Now, this thing about faith, faith does not submit to the seen realm. And a lot of time people think that what they see is all there is. But I'm telling you, what you see is not all there is. What the enemy would try and show you, that's all there is. You never have an option where you are out of options in the kingdom. In Luke 17, let's go there real quick. And I just want to help you with this. Luke 17, verse 12. And this is when Jesus, he was going into the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lift up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, do you see that word? When he saw them, he was not really moved by what he saw. When he saw them, he said unto them, go show yourself to the priest. Now, we understand that in Leviticus 14, 2 through 32, they talk about how the priest is the one who's supposed to declare that they are clean. So Jesus did not abolish what the priest, the Old Testament, he fulfilled it. So he sent them back. Now, why did he send them back and they still were leprous on the outside? Because Jesus already had spoke the word. And what he's doing, he knew by faith, if they is acting on that word going to manifest itself. Now watch this. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. All right. And it came to pass as they went. Now, this is key here, because when you're walking by faith, you cannot check out your conditions and think that's it. Wait, matter of fact, Ecclesiastes 11, let's look at that real quick. Because sometimes we'll move too much by what we see. And God never intend for us to be moved by what we see in the natural. Everything in the natural can be changed, according to 2 Corinthians 4:18. Ecclesiastes 11, watch this. It said in verse 4, he that observed the wind shall not sow. Or I can say it in Amplify, he who observed the wind and waits for all conditions to be favorable would not sow. Sow here means to really act on the word. So now if the lepers, we go back to Luke 17, if the lepers was still waiting, like, well, Jesus, we're going to wait until we see a sign. And this is where a lot of people, they falter in faith because they're looking for something in the natural to verify that they are doing something right. But the only thing you have to verify you're doing right is the word. Because now he said, go show yourself to the priest. Now think about this. This can be for not just healing, financial things. It can be for something with your kids. You may see something outwardly and then you speak a word, but you looking for conditions. No, you stand on that word. Like, nope, that's what I spoke and everything about that with my kid, it gonna change. And so it can be with anything you have in your life, whether you believe in God for something, do not wait for conditions, because conditions really is the seen realm. Conditions is something in the seen realm you're trying to get to verify your feelings or what you see. You don't have to do that, because once Jesus told them, go show yourself to the priest, they didn't check out themselves. Oh, well, you know, we still have the leprosy, had nothing to do with it. So it can be dealing with healing. It can deal with finances. It can deal with your kids. It can deal with things you believe in God for. Do not wait for conditions to be favorable, because if you wait, you're waste. If you wait, you're waste. Now, to go back to Ecclesiastes, this is key here, because I believe as they began to start walking, the conditions began to submit itself to the word. Glory to God. I like that. I like that. Look at this. He said in Ecclesiastes 11:4, he who observed the wind and waits for all condition to be favorable would not act. So now you go back to Luke 17. Jesus told them in Luke 17, verse 14, and when he saw them, so the first thing we see, Jesus was not moved by their conditions, because all conditions that you see is temporary. So Jesus wasn't moved by that. Jesus was only moved by the unseen, because the first thing he told them, go show yourself to the priest. What he doing? Jesus is following the word. Now, Leviticus 14:2-32, he following the word. He's not following the conditions. And so what happened is people get into an area of their life where it seems like the pressure is there, whether financial pressure, whether it's something with their family, their kids, their job, their businesses, and then they start making decisions based off the conditions. And so by faith, you can't do that. And so what Jesus, let's look at it again. And when he saw them, look at that. So when Jesus saw their condition, he said unto them, go show yourself to the priest. If you notice, Jesus never acknowledged their condition. He never acknowledged their condition. Go show yourself to the priest. What did Jesus do? He went straight to the word. And that's what you have to do. You don't let conditions scare you. Don't let them be cause you to be afraid. Don't let them conditions make you make decision based on pressure. And what you do, Jesus spoke the end results. He said, and it came to pass that as they went, as they operated, as they walked the word out, they weren't thinking about no condition. Jesus put the word in them. Now watch this. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God. All right. So you had to give God the glory that he'll heal you or bring that. You always have to do that. But I want to read something interesting. And they fell down and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answered and said, were there not 10 cleansed? Where are the 9? Now, this is revelation, because Jesus didn't even see them and know they had been cleansed. Why did he just say that? Were there not 10 cleansed? He had faith that the word going to do the work, regardless if he saw him or not. He knew the word were going to do the work that he spoke. Now, let's just look at this. Let's think about this. Okay. Now, that was breakthrough there. That's a breakthrough. Now, you may be in a place where you need a breakthrough. Okay. First thing, you cannot be concerned about your conditions. You cannot let conditions make a decision for you. All right. You may be in a place in life where you have some issues going on, whether you have it's financial, any type of issue. I could just say circumstance, label anything that you don't want in your life as a circumstance. So, and it's a condition. And so the first thing, you cannot allow the condition to pressure you to say the wrong thing. You cannot allow condition to pressure you to say the wrong thing. That's one of the things I had to train myself, is that when something happened, the first thing I have to do is to pray. I cannot allow the condition to overwhelm me, to put the wrong picture on the inside of me. So don't be moved by what you see. Don't be moved by what you see. So in other words, don't let conditions, circumstances, don't let it make a decision for you. All right. So now, after that, next thing you have to do, you have to pray. That's really the first thing you do. After you deal with the condition, you don't let condition make, you know, if it's not a favorable condition for you, don't allow it to make a decision for you. Pray. I used to tell people pray in the unknown tongues. Very important to do that, because you're looking for a breakthrough and God can release mysteries to you. Now, faith is important. Because during this time of breakthrough, as you pray in an unknown tongue, what you're going to find yourself doing, you're going to find yourself speaking the word more often. And that's very important, because that word going to have to be established in the earth once you start speaking it. Now, another thing I tell people, stand on the word and don't move. Now, let's go to Mark real quick. Let's go to Mark. I'm going to show you this in Mark. This is very important. Once you stand, once you speak the word, watch this. Now, if you look at Mark 4, verse 35, in the same day when the evening was come, he said unto them, let us pass to the other side. So now we see that they are passing over to the other side. Now, let's just think about this. This is a decree. This is a destination. This is where Jesus is taking the disciples. Now, let's think about it in your case. It can be a place you want your family to be in the next year, the next 6 months in 2020. You know, it can be a goal you set. It can be a goal you set for your kids. It can be a goal you set for your finances, for the family. It can be a goal you set for your career. It will be a goal you set for your business. You're decreeing, let's pass over to the other side. Let's go to the other side where things are better. In other words, let's advance. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship. And there was also with him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so it was now full. Now, I think in the Amplified, it said a furious storm of wind or hurricane proportion arose. Now, this is not by accident, because anytime you decree you're about to go forward or go to the other side or advance in some area in your life, the enemy will always try and send a storm. Why? So you can look at your current conditions. I just showed it to you. Once you start paying more attention to it, now let's see what the disciples did. And he was in verse 38. He was in the hinder part of the ship asleep on a pillow. And they awake him saying, Master, careth thou not that we perish? Now, what are they looking at? They're looking at their condition. They're looking at their current condition around them. Now, Jesus is not moved by conditions. Remember that. He arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, peace be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. So let's look at the word. The first thing Jesus did was release the word that he wanted to happen. He did not release something he did not want to happen. He released what he wanted to happen. Peace be still. And he stood on it. Because watch this. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. All right. Now think about this. It was a great storm. And the word peace be still brought a great calm. That's the outcome he was looking for. He wasn't looking at the condition. Oh, how great storm this was. You know, and you have to be mindful when there's a condition. You don't speak about it all the time because you're going to only get faith for it. So now, which is fear, really. That's the reverse of faith. And he said unto them, why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? And the reason why they had no faith, because they paid attention to their conditions. And they feared exceedingly one to another and said, what manner of man is this that even the wind and the sea obey him? I think an amplifier said they were filled with great awe and feared exceedingly and said one to another, who then is this that even the wind and the sea obey him? Think about this. Wind and sea is a picture of conditions. All right. Now, I want to look at something real quick. Oh, man, this is good. That's why every solution you have, you need is in the word. Okay. Remember we said he who observed the wind and waits for all condition to be favorable. Now look at this. It's very strange. They said, and they were filled with great awe and feared exceedingly and said one to another, who is this that even the wind and sea obey him? Now, what they were waiting on, they're waiting for condition to be favorable. But Jesus had spoke. And see, when you're not moved by conditions, conditions have to obey you. The wind, the same wind here, people who observing the wind, they was observing the wind. They was observing the storm. And so they are waiting for conditions to be favorable. But they said, wait now, even the wind, that thing about wind, that's conditions, obey him. Can I tell you something? Your conditions or your circumstances, if you speak in faith, it will obey you. Well, until next time, keep living by faith.